The only time that you hold that it's no good is if the one side is bigger than the amud, and the other side is equal. But if both sides are only equal, then that's also okay, according to the Pope. Okay, Toshma. In any case, I wanted to say this is a raya, that what's it called, that if you have exactly the space is exactly the same as the amud, then it shouldn't be good. And the Gemara says, no, it's not talking where the space is exactly equal, but it's what's it called, it's a little bit bigger to let the thing go in and out easily. So we wanted to bring a raya from here that Paritz is not ka'omed, because it says, Ubuvad, Shaloya ben gomel agomel kamale gomel. If there would be a male gomel, it wouldn't be good. Right? Kamash malah, no, that it doesn't mean kimale gomel mamish, it means a little bit more so the gomel can go in and out easily. Okay, Toshma. Nimche sacha omer, shalosh midos mechitzas. Okay, bottom line, there are three different halachas regarding mechitzas. Kol shu pachos mishlosha, if the mechitza part is less than shlosha, using small sticks to make the mechitza, so the stick itself is less than three tvachim, tzora shaloya ben zelazeh shlosha, then the biggest space between those pieces can be less than three tvachim only. Love it. But if it's three tvachim or more, it's no good. Right? Kedeshul yizdakir hagdi bevasrosh. Because if it's exactly three tvachim, and surely more than three tvachim, then the mechitza is broken up because a goat can get its head between the sticks easily. And that breaks up the mechitza. And that's one of the reasons why lovud is less than three tvachim. Because at three tvachim already, either a gedi can get underneath it, or it can put its head between it. So wherever the lovud is in a mechitza, it's big enough for a gedi to get its head in, that breaks up the lovud. That's what Rashi seems to learn. So lovud is less than three tvachim. If it would be three tvachim, it wouldn't be good. Because of it's not lovud anymore. Kol shu gimel, umigimel the ad dalet. If what's it called? Anything that is three tvachim, and some have the girsa here, and from three tvachim till four amas, till four tvachim, tzora shelo yehabein zelazeh kimelo. Then once it's three tvachim, the standing part, and up until four tvachim, and the Gemara is going to discuss who this goes according to, until four tvachim. Then the shear is different. It doesn't have to be any more lavud. It has to be that the space is not bigger than the shaloya ben zelazek miloa. Shouldn't be the space as big as the standing part. Space should be smaller than the standing part. Kedei shaloya parutz komit. It shouldn't be that the part open should be equal to the part that is standing. It has to be the part open smaller. And if the open part was bigger than the standing part, then even keneged the part that's up, it's also. Here we're talking about kilayim. Okay, Shabbos we'll see that maybe it's different, maybe not. But right now this brisa is what's it called? It's talking about kilayim. So if you have a mechitza that separates between grain and a kerem. So if the mechitza is made with sticks that are less than three tvachim, then the space between them has to be also less than three tvachim. Because if it's not lavud, even if it's three tvachim exactly, right, and the sticks are three tvachim exactly, it won't be good. Because the sticks are less than three tvachim, because it's possible for a gedi to put his head through, and therefore if it's three tvachim, it's not going to be loved. Okay. If it's three tvachim, solid sticks, or up until four tvachim, then you don't need lavud anymore, but you need that there shouldn't be a bigger space between the sticks than the sticks themselves. Okay. And if there was a bigger space than the sticks, and here the Gemara is going to ask also, it says it shouldn't be equal. And then it says if it was more. So if it was a bigger space than the sticks themselves, then even connected the stick, you're not allowed to plant. The whole thing is no mechitza. Even the standing part is no mechitza. Kol shu dalid u'me'arbo ad eser amos, anything that's four tvachim, up until 10 amos, opened, tzorosh lo yebein zeh lezeh kimeloa. Then, there can't be a space between these boards that are four tvachim, up till 10 amos, that is equal to the part that's standing. The parutz can't be ka'omet. It has to be smaller than the omet. Shelo yehe parutz ka'omet. The open part shouldn't be equal to the standing part. The imhoye parutz ka'omet, but if it was opened equal, then keneged ha'omet mutter, keneged ha'parutz osur, by kilayim at least, opposite the standing part you can plant, but not opposite the openings. The imhoye omet meruba la'parutz, and if the standing part was more than the open part, af keneged ha'parutz mutter, then it's all considered one mechitza, and these are considered psachim in the mechitza, and they also form a separation between the grain and the vineyard, and you're allowed to plant even keneged the open part, because the open part is considered a pesach, it's considered closed, it's considered part of the mechitza. Nifritza b'yosher mi'eser, if the opening was more than 10 amos, then it doesn't make a difference how much, what's it called, then it doesn't make a difference how much the standing part is, right? If it's nifritza eser amos, that can't be a pesach, and that's a piritza. We'll see 1 second what the halacha is regarding that. For sure, keneged the 10 amos that are open, you can't plant anything. Shailas, can you plant anything keneged the part that's standing, right? If we compare it to poritz ka'omed, right, then the whole thing is no good. You can't even plant keneged the closed part. Right? If not, maybe you could plant keneged the closed part, but not keneged the open part. That we'll see. Hayusham konim hadokronim. So if you have a pirtza more than 10 amos or more, so if you have a turis ha-pesach, you have staves, also and peyam amal, and you have something going over the top of the stave, so it's a turis ha-pesach, afilu biyosher mi'eser mutter. Then even more than 10 amos is okay, but if you don't have a tzuras ha-pesach, then the 10 amos is not considered a pesach, and that either breaks up the whole mechitza, or there you're not allowed to plant keneged the, even if most is standing, but there's a space, an opening of 10 amos or more, you can't plant at least keneged the open part. We'll see whether you can plant keneged the closed part or not. Okay, let's just see the Rashi tool here. Nimtzei Sata Omer, Reisha Meseches Kilayim Taninenla. It's a Mishnah in Meseches Kilayim. Kol Shu Pachos Migimel, Kol Geder Ha'osi Bekonim, Omdin Pachos Mirochav Gimel. Any fence that's made with sticks, that each one is less than 3 Tvachim, Tzorah Shalo Yed Ben Zelazeh Gimel, then the space between them can't be 3 Tvachim or more. It has to be less than 3 Tvachim. Why? Kadeshlo Yizdakar Hagdiba Basrosh, Kolomar Lahedya, Beliikub, that a Gdi can't put its head between the sticks easily. The Dekiras Gdi Mavatar Lomitoris Lovat. Because the fact that a Gdi could put its head in easily, that's Mavatar the Lovat. That's not Lovat anymore. Then Ein Bein Zelazeh Gimel, but if it's less than 3 Tvachim, Afilu Poritz Maruba Laomit, even if the area between the sticks is greater than the sticks themselves. To go and konim shall beis etzbos, verevach beis tvach. You have konim that are 2 etzbos thick, wide, and the space is 2 tvachim. So the space is much bigger than the standing. Bein zelazek kosher, so kosher. Why the whole revach pachos migimel amrin lavud v'kulo haviomid? Because any space less than 3 tvachim is closed. So it's all closed. It's not considered having spaces at all. A space less than 3 tvachim is closed. So therefore, here it doesn't make a difference if the opened is more or less. Once the space is less than 3 tvachim, it's irrelevant how many spaces there are and which is bigger, the space or the standing thing. But if the space would be 3 tvachim exactly, then it wouldn't be good in this situation because there's no lavud. Lavud is only less than 3 tvachim. If it's 3 tvachim, it's not lavud because a gedi can get his head in. From 3 tvachim up until 4 tvachim, but not including 4 tvachim. Right, then the space can be more than three tefachim, but it can't be more than the width of the standing thing. As long as it's not equal to the standing thing, even though it's three tefachim or more, kiven de'omed rabba alav, since the standing part is more than the space, lekalameimer osi avira the high gisa the high gisa mavatale. We don't say that the airspace on both sides is mavatal the standing part, because the airspace on both sides is less than the standing part. The havilupsachim, each space is considered a pesach, and the standing part, what's it called, is considered the mechitza, and there's psachim in the mechitza, and the psachim are part of the mechitza. And therefore, you're allowed to plant even keneged the Pesach. Right? Shouldn't have said, and if it was more opened than closed, it should have said if it was equally opened to closed. Because until now, we've been saying that it has to be not equal. It has to be more closed than open. Af keneged ha'omid osir, lizroa, t'lo olim, omid, depachos midalid, lemishrei kenegdo, heche deparitz rab olav. Right? If you have a closed part that is less than four tefachim, okay, it's not four tefachim, and the spaces are more than, and the spaces are three tefachim or more, and they're more than the, what's it called, than the closed part, then even connected the open part is, even connected the closed part is, what's it called, is also to plant, because it's bottled. Because osi avira the high gisa the airspace on both sides is mevatel the standing part. The eser bechlal, and here eser is included from four tefachim till 10 amos, including 10 amos. Aval yosher miyud kigon omed yud beis o tesvav, but more than 10 amos, even if the standing part is greater, you have standing part 12 or 15 amos, and then you have a space of 10 amos, more than 10 amos. Right? Rashi learns the whole thing is awesome. If you have a space of more than 10 amos, even if the standing part is bigger than that, the standing part is 12 amos on both sides, and you have a space in the middle of 10 amos, the space of 10 amos can't be considered a Pesach, and it breaks up the Mechitza completely. Okay. Mashem Rashi, that it's what's it called, the whole thing is osir, even connected the mechitza itself. The mechitza is not there anymore, because the mechitza has a break in it that can't be considered anymore a Pesach, so the whole thing is osir. Connected ha'omid mutter, hoil the hekiv chashivu, the hu adin im hoya porits maruba, lakam and mitoritzla. Right? What's the last case? If there were konim dokronim, right, even more than Eser Amos is okay, because that's a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ktoni Mihas, from this whole Mishnah, what are we trying to learn from this Mishnah? Ktoni Mihas Reisha, what does the Reisha said? Migimel V'Adalit, if you have more than three tefachim closed, up till, but not including four tefachim, okay, so then the space between the things can't be equal to the thing that's standing. It has to be less in order for it to be good. Mashma, that parutz is not ka'omid. If a parutz ka'omid is no good. That if it's exactly equal, it's no good. To yuftad rapapa. So this is a question of Papa, because Papa says that Paritz Ka'omed is good. Omer l'chor Papa, my miluo nichnas v'yotze. And the Chanami, same thing we said before. Miluo doesn't mean an equal space. It means a space where the closed part could easily go in and out, which means it's a little bit bigger than the closed part. And the mail, it's not Paritz Ka'omed, it's Paritz Yeser al Ha'omed. Hachinami mistabra, right? Makes sense to say that's what it means. It doesn't mean mamish parutz kaomei, that it's equal. It means where the space is a little bit bigger. Midiktani imhaya parutz merubal haomeid, af keneged haomeid osir. Hakeomeid mutter. Shmamino? Because the Mishnah itself says right after this that if the space is exactly equal to the standing part, then even, if the space was greater than the standing part, then even connected to the standing part, you can't plant, because since it's not a makom chashuv, it's not dalut tvachim, so the whole mechitza is but because of the space. That's more than the standing part, right? L'chara, if it held that parutz ka'omed is no good, then even if, it should have said, even if the space is equal to the standing part, it's mevatlet, right? Ha'ke omed mutter, mashma, that if it will be equal, it will be mutter. Shema minoha, you see from here, that enachinami, when it said, kimiluo, it doesn't mean equal, it means a little bit bigger space. And therefore, the end of the Mishnah, which says, the end of that part of the Mishnah, that says if it was a bigger space, that it's no good, is mashma, will be equal, it would be good. Okay, now that we've learned the Mishnah like that, let's turn around and say it should be a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua. Now we're saying that if the space is exactly equal, and miluo is not exactly equal, it means that the space is a little bit bigger, then it's it's good. Omer lechol, etameich, ema seifa. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua will tell you, look at the seifa. Im hoya omeid meruba al haporetz, af keneged haporetz mutter. If the standing part was bigger than the space, then even connected the space, as long as the space is not 10 amas, and it's not as big, it's smaller than the standing part, then even the space is considered closed, because considered a Pesach. Ha kiparot, mashma, that if it would be equal to the open space, not more than it, it will be awesome. It's only mutter because it's more than the space. Mash, if we equal to the space, we awesome. So sefer kashler papa, reisha kashler vundet Rav Yeshua. So it comes out, this Mishnah is a stira. From the Reisha, we saw that it goes more like Rav Papa. From the Seifa, it goes more like Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. So where it says Seifa or Rav Papa, Lokasha. No, we can answer the Seifa according to Rav Papa. I did Tani Reisha, Parutz, Meruba, Va'omit. Since the Reisha said the case where the Parutz is Meruba, Va'omit, that's where it's no good. On the Seifa, Omid Meruba Laparet. So that in order to be parallel, the Seifa also used that same Lashon, even though the Halacha is not really like that. You don't need Omud Meruba Laparet, even if it's Kiparet is good enough. But it just took the opposite Lashon, where it said the no good case is where the Paret is Meruba Laomid. It said the good case is where the Omid is Meruba Laparet. But it's really not Meduya, because it could be Omid Kiparet, it would be good too. That's how Rav Papa would answer the Mishnah. Reishal Arfun Revishu Alokasha. I need the boy the Mishnah Seifa Omid Meruba LaParitz Tanaresha Paritz Meruba LaOmid, right? And Ravun Rav Yeshua also is no kasha, right? Since the Seifa was going to have to say that it's, in order to be good, it has to be Omid Meruba LaParitz, so the Reisha also said the no good case is Paritz Meruba LaOmid, even though it's also no good if it will be equal. So Mar says Bishlam Alar Papa Mishum Haki Lo Ariv Lahu V'Tani. Let's see Rashi to it. Okay. Kineged ha'omed mutter, ho'el v'hekiv chashuvu, since it's dalet tvachim or more, that already is a dover chashuv, v'hu adinim ha'ya porutz meruba ulekam mitaritzla, right? The same halacha would be if the porutz was meruba al ha'omed, right? You would be allowed to plant kineged the closed part, but not kineged the open part. Harikan sholosh midos b'midah rishona, the konim p'chusim b'gimel. So what are the three midos? The first midah is where the sticks are less than three tefachim. Lo kapdina miluo, then it doesn't make a difference what's it called, if it's miluo or not miluo, kiven de miluo lo have pirtza, shlosh. Since if it's equal, or even, if it's equal, or even a little bit more than the stick, right, as long as it's still less than three tefachim, that's fine. Right, even if the less than three tvachim is bigger space than the stick itself. The stick is an edzva, and this is up till, this is two tvachim. Still good. Since it's a pirtz of less than three tvachim, v'afilu ayosir milu lo kaptinen, adi'ika pirtz shlosha. There, once the pirtz is less than three tvachim, it makes no difference how much is standing, as long as the opening is less than three tvachim, it's considered closed. That's one mitzvah. The second midah tells me that you have to make sure that the space isn't bigger than the standing part, each one according to what he holds. Not bigger means not equal or not more. The ha'ika shir pirza, the mehevi koriyaver, the ma'isa, since the space is three tochim or more, it's considered a pirza. V'osi avir hamaruba umevatel la'omid. And if the space next to the omid is bigger than the omid, it's mevatel the omid. Dafilu kenegdo eno matir. And then, even the omid is considered batel. And you can't plant even opposite the solid part. V'mida shlishis de'ika omid choshuv avir l'mevatel l'gamri umatir mio kenegdo. And the third case is where you have omed, which is choshuv, right? It's already more than four tvachim, right? Four tvachim or more. Then the omed is considered choshuv, and the spaces can't be mevatel the omed, but they're not considered psachim either because they're more than the omed. So you can't plant keneged the open part, but you can plant keneged the closed part. The imhaya omed maruba akula koi. It's going back on all the cases. Afilo omed migimul viadalid. Even the case where the omed was three tvachim up till four, but not including four tvachim. Doktani banami tzar shloya ben zelazekim aloa ha butzer meloa shorit. Mashma, the only time that it's no good is if the space is equal. But if the space would be, if what's it called, less, it'd still be mutter. Even if all of it's standing, right? More than the, but if it's more than 10 amas, that's not a Pesach. There are staves that are, that come to a point, and you stick them into the ground, right, to hold them up, and then you put a string, or a vine, whatever it is on top, even if a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help by Shabbos more than 10 Amos, which we had before, but it'll help for Kilayim. For Kilayim, even more than 10 Amos helps, if it's a Tzuras HaPesach. Shemur says, Shemur wanted to bring a raya from here that if the space is equal to the standing part, it's still awesome. Or says, no, miluo doesn't mean equal. It means a little bit bigger, the space a little bit bigger, that the solid part can go in and out easily. V'hachi mashem b'raisa, koshu gimel, umi gimel v'ad dalet, tzora shelo yehe ben zela zen miluo nichnas v'yotze. Shelo yehe paritz ka'omed, v'nichnas v'yotze, v'haveli paritz meruba. Right? That the space shouldn't be equal to the standing part, where the standing part can get in equal easily. That means that the space is a little bit bigger than the standing part. And that's why it continues, but if the space was bigger than the standing part, which is what we're talking about, it's equal to the standing part, we can get it in equally, easily, and therefore it's considered bigger than the standing part. That situation, since it's not four tvachim, it's less than four tvachim, more than three tvachim, then even keneged the standing part is asur, because the standing part isn't considered chashuv. It's not four tvachim. And if the airspace is more than the standing part in such a situation, since the hekev was made with things that don't have a chashivas on their own, the airspace is mevatel them completely, and even keneged the closed part, you can't plant. Right, since the Reisha had to tell me the case that if the Paritz is bigger than the Omid, that's when it's Aser, right? Tana Seifa Omid Merubal Paritz. So the Seifa wanted to say the opposite case, where the standing is more than the space. But really, that's Lav Dafka. Even if the standing would be equal to the space, it would be good. Which means paritz meruba la omed, but tzimtzum shari, if it would be exactly equal, be okay. The koshkein omed meruba la paritz, we could learn from there that if the standing part is more than the open part, it's good, And Lemishum Reisha, Tani Sefer. But Lemishum Lemedek Mimei Hakaparitz Asa. The Sefer was just said to fit, to be parallel to the Reisha. That's all. Use the same Lashon. Right? Because we can learn the same Halacha from the Reisha by deduction. But it said the Sefer just to be parallel. But in Chinami, the Halacha would be that even if it's equal, it's okay. Reisha Varapuna Lokasha, I need the boy Lemisne Sefer. Omid Merubal Paris, and with Rav Huna, it's just the opposite. Since the Sefer had to say what it said, the Reisha said the opposite case, but really, even not the opposite case is also awesome. Mutter, the Losogid Loktani, the Kamashwan Ha'akapar, it's awesome. Right? The Sefer had to tell me that if it's equal, it's awesome. Tani Nami Reisha, Paris Merubal Omid. So the Reisha also said, right, since the Sefer told me that the case it's Mutter, it has to be more closed than open. So the Reisha said the case of Tzasser is where it's more open than closed. But it's not really only that case. Even if it's equal, the Yosher. Afal gavlo itzrit, or afilu ka'omid, no, they don't need it, because even equal would be Yosher. When it says, Bishlam, their papa, the Amar Paritz ka'omid mutter, Bishum hachi lo ariv. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Bishlam, their papa, Bishum hachi lo ariv lehu v'tani lehu. Right, according to Rav Papa, there are three distinct midos over here, and you couldn't put the first two together. See Rashi, Mishum Hachilo Arif Gimel Lahadi Pachus Migimel. Lachara, the first two midos where it's three tefachim exactly, up till four tefachim, and not including four tefachim, and the first midah where it's less than three tefachim, Lachara, according to Rav Papa, couldn't set them together. For instance, Lemisne. If it's less than three tefachim, or even three tefachim, then there can't be a space of three between them. Why? For two different reasons. You can't have a space of three if it's less than three, right? Because, what's it called? It's parus kolmid, right? And you can't have a space of if it's three, you can't have a space of three because also it's paritz kolmid. Right? Whatever you're going to have three is not going to be good. Because even if you have three tvachim, right, closed, if you have three tvachim opened, it's not going to be good because it's going to be paritz kolmid. Okay? And if it's less than three tvachim, then it's not going to be good if you have what's it called, anything three tvachim or open. Open because not lovely anymore, and it's paras yosra alamed. It's more than what's closed. But up till three is not going to be good because three is not going to be good either because paras kolmid. Okay? The lomachi lemeimer tzara shlo yehe ben zel zeh gimel, kiven the ome gimel lo ichbaslan, I paras nomi gimel, the paras kaomed mutter. Right? So Papa holds paras kaomed is mutter. So he couldn't have said these two cases together, because they're not the same case, same halacha. If the stick is less than three tefachim, so then the halacha is, if the space is three tefachim, it's no good, because it's not lavud, and the space is bigger than the thing, and there's also, what's it called, the gedi can get his head in. It's not lavud anymore. Once it's not lavud, the space is bigger than the closed part. Right? If the thing is three tefachim, and the space is also three tefachim, right? Even though a gedi can get its head in, it's not lovel, right? It's still going to be good, because it's part of its kolmid, according to Rav Papa. So therefore, there's a difference in halacha between the case where the sticks are less than three tefachim, and the case where the stick is three tefachim exactly. Different halacha. So how to say them two different things. Mishuhachi ifseke lasnoi, gabi pachos midalit, lemisne bekimiluo, delavi mashem, begnichnas beyotze. Therefore, how to say the case separate of three till four. Okay. Ela l'Rav Huna, the Amar Paritz Ka'omid Aser, Afilu Keneged Ha'omid, but according to Rav Huna, who says that even if the space is equal, then the whole thing is Aser. Even Keneged, the part that's standing, Le'arev Gimel V'Hadei Pachas Megimel. Why did it say three separate from less than three? They're the same halacha. If you have something less than three and the space is three, it's no good. Because it's not lawful. Right? And the space is bigger than the thing that's standing. Okay? And if it would be three, it also wouldn't be good. Because the space would be equal to the thing that's standing. If it's a space of three. So, according to Rav Huna, Both of these halachas are the same. So why do you have to set them into two different things? One is till three, and the other one is three till four. No. It should have said, till three is the same halacha. If it's till three, and you have a space of three, it's not going to be good. Anything less than three is going to, the parts are going to be more, and anything three is going to be equal. So why didn't it conclude three, together with the case of less than three, rather than making it a new midah of three till less than four? Okay, the three itself should have gone back on this with the same halacha of the less than three. The listening tzarshoy ben zelazek gimel tzvachim. In the first midah, say that if the thing is three or less, right, there can't be a space of three tzvachim between them. That's one midah. Where it says no, couldn't say that. Ela l'rafun lebreid of Yeshua liarvinu b'lisnininu kol shu pachas mishlosha vishlosha tzarshoy ben zelazek shlosha. Say the first midah, anything less than three standing. Or exactly three, there can't be a space of three or more between them. And that halacha would apply to both less than three and three. According to a pup, it wouldn't. Because if it's exactly three, the space could be exactly three. But according to a pun, it can't. Or it says, no, mishum de lo domi psula. The ratio of psula de seifa. Because the reason why it's possible is not the same. Psula de ratio, kadesh lo yizdakar hakdiba basachas. Right? The reason why the ratio is possible, where it's what's called exactly three, and the stick is less than three, is not because it's more open than closed, but since it's not lavud, right, the gedi can put its head through, and therefore what's it called mavatul the whole thing. But the seifa, but the psul of the seifa is a different psul from three till four. Shaloya paritz ka'omeid. That's because of paritz ka'omeid. Because even if it would be more than three, right, three and a half, still can't have a, what's it called, a Pesach of what's it called, a three and a half. But there, three could be. The psul is not because the gedi can get its head in. Because even though if the gedi can get its head in, if the thing is more, is three tvachim or more, that does not mevatlet. Right? What's mevatlet is if the space is bigger than or equal to the standing part. So therefore, it had to say them in two different things. Because from three till less than four, the psul is going to only be if the space is equal or more than the standing. But if the standing part is less than three, the psul is going to be no matter how big the standing part is or the open part is, because once it's three tfachim open, right, and it's less than three tfachim standing, the gedi can get its head in, and therefore it's no good. Okay, see Rashi. Mishum ela rafuna dora parts ka omid osra filo kenegeta omid la arif gimel bahade pachos mi gimel velishnik tarshoya bain zelazer gimel tvachim. Mishum de lo domi psula de pachos mi gimel psula de gimel. Because they didn't put them together because enachanami, according to Rafuna, they're both possible, but they're possible for different reasons. The psula, the pachos mi gimel, lo having much in the mishnah the parutz meruba la omid. The reason why gimel, if the thing that's standing is less than gimel, the reason why a space of gimel passels it is not because it's parutz ka omid or parutz meruba la omid. The chol kamak lo having parutz gimel, afagav the omid tefach u parutz fachayim kosher. Because if the space is bigger than the standing, but it's not three tvachim, it's still kosher. So it's not totally in how big the space is. It's totally in the fact that it's three tvachim. Once the space is three tvachim, right, that's what makes it osur. But if the thing is less than three tvachim, and it's even what's it called, it's less than the space is even bigger, but it's not three tvachim, that's good. But once the pirtza becomes three, ashmina the bahachi mikri paris mishum yizdakar avdi. At that point, it's no good anymore because not loved. But psula de seifa, where it's three or more up till four, heicha the omid gimel lo mitzul mishum dikur gdi. There, it's not possible because not loved. Because even if it's not loved, it could be kosher if the omid is more than the paris. Okay, the ihavi omid maruba lo havi chashin ligdi. We wouldn't worry about the gedi. As long as you have something that's more than three tvachim or more, the fact that the Gedi can get its head in is not relevant. Ela mishum my mitzvah. So why is that possible? Only if the parutz is equal to the omid. The parutz gimel should have parutz kaomid. The tanag murei midos to mechitza kasi mechimotzi lechedushe taimo lemislai bepsulach risi tanya. He split into three midos to tell me three different dinim. Once the din changes, even though the halacha is the same, but the reason for the halacha, what I learn from it is different, they put it into a separate midah. Okay, just let's over here. Okay, we said that Rashi seems to hold that once there's Eser Amos, then it's mevatel the whole thing. And you even connected the part that's up, that won't help. The Tosus HaRosh learns in Rashi that it's only also connected the opening. But the open part, you have 12 Amos closed, and then a 10 Amos opening, right? More than 10 Amos opening. Then you can't plan connected the 10 Amos, but you definitely can plan connected the 12 Amos that's closed. That's what the Tosus HaRosh holds in Rashi, and the Ritva, the Rashba, all of holds like that. And he said, they say it's no worse than the case where Parutz Merubah La'omid, where the Omid is a Dabar Choshev. You can plan connected the Omid, you just can't plan connected the Parutz. It's not Mavakal the whole thing. It's only Mavakal if the Omid part is not Choshev. Then the whole thing is no good. You can't plan even connected the Omid. But if you have 12 Amas closed, and then more than 10 Amas open, right? Why can't you plan connected the 12 Amas by Kilai? By Shabbos, though, wouldn't be good. Because by Shabbos, you need the hekif of all the mechitzas. So the appearance is mevatel, the hekif of the mechitzas. By kilayim, all you need is a buffer. So wherever the buffer is, you can plant. You don't need a hekif all around. All you need is that buffer. And therefore, the Rashba says, that halacha, that Parutz is Merubal Ha'omid, but the Omid is something Chashev, it's more than four Tvachim, then you can plant Keneged the Omid, right? That's only by Kilayim. But by Shabbos, it'd be Mevatel completely. Again, same halacha. By Shabbos, just like the Eser Amos is Mevatel the Hekif, so is the Parutz Mevatel the Omid. But it's not Mevatel the Omid by Kilayim because Lamais, it's still there. Right, but to say that there's mechitzas now surrounding a thing, it breaks up the mechitzas. There's no mechitzas surrounding it. So that would be the same halach.